Thank you. You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight, and I'm very, very pleased right now to be joined in Studio 2A by Black Jackalope Ensemble.
Thanks for having us.
So, why don't we start off with introductions? Everybody can say who they are and what they do.
Well, I'm Tom Beach, and I play the drums.
I'm Chris Pierce, and I play bass.
I'm Colin Shook, and I'm on keys.
My name is Daniel Vildosola, and I play guitar.
Excellent. So, tell me a little bit about the history of the group. How long have you guys been playing together, and what was the impetus that brought you all together?
Band's been playing together since November, November of last year. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm kind of a freak for jazz fusion. it's been an obsession and a passion of mine for a long, long, long time, and I was always telling Tom that I really wanted to start this band, and I finally got up the nerve to do it, I guess. I'd never started, like, my own band, I guess, and it's definitely taken on. It's no longer my band, but, you know. So I called up Colin. I heard about him, and I gave him a call and see if he was interested, and of course he was. Daniel and I used to be in a band together, and asked him if he wanted to come down and jam, because he's an incredible, incredible player. He said yeah, and we actually started with a different drummer, a guy named Roger, we decided to move in a different direction, and now Tom's playing drums for us. That's kind of the impetus.
Cool. So for the other folks in the band, what was attractive about Chris's offer when he made those calls to you all?
I've been playing with Chris for a long time, and being the amazing bassist he is, it's always really fun to join in on his crazy projects like this. So it's always been a really good time playing with him.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, I really like the idea of it. Because I played a lot of jazz. I played a lot of more traditional jazz, you know, kind of restaurants and that kind of thing, playing the old standards. And I'm always trying to write songs, play, you know, new covers, like different kinds of things like Radiohead tunes, and play those in a jazz format. But when I heard this band, you know, writing original tunes, this music just gets people moving. You know, it's so much fun, and we still get to take solos and just go nuts, you know. So I was really excited when he asked me.
And for me, I was at a point in my life where, you know, I had just finished school doing classical guitar, and I wanted to get back on the electric. And I wasn't in any bands or anything, so when I got the call, I was all about it, especially if there was improvising involved, you know. Yeah. I'm all over it.
So you've been together since November now, and I don't think that there are any other groups in Tucson who are doing exactly what you're doing right now. So what's been the response folks who maybe haven't seen this jazz fusion type stuff performed live before? What have they told you about their response?
You know, I was really scared when we first started this band, because this style of music, it isn't heard a lot, and I assumed that it would not be well received. But we've played a number of shows now, a number of big shows, a bunch of small shows too, and everybody's really dug it. I feel like the tunes are strong enough that, like, you don't have to be a jazz fan to like them, or you don't have to be a fusion fan to like them. There's a lot of energy on stage. We all contribute to the writing, so I feel like there's a passion. This is a real band, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, just something where I'm dictating, or Daniel's dictating, or Colin, or anybody, you know what I'm saying? So I think they feel that in the performance.
Definitely not
so,
Tom.
Yeah, definitely not Tom. Tom just kind of sits there. But you know, so yeah, it's been really good. It's been really, really good. I feel like there's a good mix of groove and danceability, and then there's also the progressive elements that people like, and then there's the jazzy improvisatory, you know, things that we do, and the more mellow kind of stuff that we have. You know, I think there's a good mix, and I've gotten nothing but positive reviews, as I feel like everybody in the band has when they've talked to people individually. So yeah, it's been all good.
Now, these are all original tunes, and where do they come from? What's the genesis? Does one person typically come up with the idea, or do they just come out of jamming together and figuring out
both
together?
Both. Yeah. You know, some tunes we've kind of brought the shell of a tune, you know, one of us will just have a riff or an idea, or maybe even a whole song composed with all the melodies and ideas for what each other should do. But more recently, we've just been writing, just jamming, you know, just spending a lot of time playing together, and stuff just develops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's there's no set pattern. I feel like it's And I mean, again, I go back to it. That's what's what's kept me going and kept me into it. You know what I'm saying? Is that there's no set pattern. It hasn't gotten old. You know, we all love this band. We all want to keep doing big things with it and keep growing with the band. And I think our songwriting has become super democratic. You know, mm-hmm. when I put the band together, when I called everybody, I already had the first show booked. You know, it was at the Red Room.
Yeah.
And it was like 3 weeks away or something like that. And so we had to come up with a, you know, an hour set. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so everybody like Colin had a few tunes, Daniel had a tune, you know, I had a riff, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And then, Daniel had a couple tunes and then, but I just had one riff and then we just kind of, you know, winged it. And, thankfully it's all worked out beautifully. And now it's become a thing where we practice every week and we play shows and it's this really collaborative, awesome feeling where all of us just throw out our ideas and, you know, make them work. So.
And I know you have some big shows coming up, so people want to catch you live. Where can they do that?
Well, the first big one is on Friday, April 6th. It's at the Hut with Dick Dale. Really looking forward to that show. I'm going to see if he'll sit in with us. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll see. He bought me Jack in the Box last year, so maybe he'll maybe he'll remember me. That one. And then we have next Saturday, the 14th, we're playing at Mr. Heads. We're playing all night, mm-hmm. 10 to 2. Then we have a gig down in Aravaca, which is kind of a private function kind of thing. And then Club Crawl. We're playing Club Crawl cool. at Sky Bar on the 21st.
Yeah.
And then we're playing Solar Culture on the 27th, which is us and Havarti Orchestra. And that's going to be a really big show.
Awesome.
We'll, both bands will be doing some cool, unique things for that show in particular. So, yeah, that should be fun. And then we have some more stuff, you know. But.
So if people want to keep track of all of those upcoming shows, do you have a presence online that they can track down?
Yeah, we try to. Facebook. Yeah. We're on Facebook, obviously. It's just facebook.com/blackjackalopeensemble. All of our addresses are just blackjackalopeensemble or some variation thereof. We have a website, www.blackjackalopeensemble.com. Twitter, which I think I've used twice.
yeah.
YouTube. We have, you know. Yeah, we have all that stuff.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, I think we should get back into the music for a little while. So we'll hear a couple more songs. You're listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. And right now I'm live in Studio 2A with the Black Jackalope Ensemble until 10 o'clock. And they're going to play some more music for you right now.
Grump?
Grump.
Oh,
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A right now with Black Jackalope Ensemble. Thanks again for coming in tonight, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
So, I know that in a short amount of time, you guys have been very productive, so I'd love to hear about what you guys have in the plans for recording.
Well, we actually went down a couple weeks ago down to Aravaca, where Colin, Colin's family lives, and set up in one of their rooms and recorded an EP that we have yet to mix. So, eventually that's going to see the light of day. we'll probably... we'd like to record, and we will, actually, we will be recording a full length, hopefully around summertime, like the end of summer. We're planning a tour right now, which we've got a couple dates booked for. So we're going to do a short tour. We're going to come back and record. The thing for me, and I don't know how the other guys feel about this, but we're always writing new stuff, and I always want that to be on the record, you know? And so, I don't know. We have to figure out a way to get the new stuff out there and the old stuff. And so, yeah, we've recorded some things and we're in the process of recording more.
We've got a few classics that we know we're going to record.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've got some chestnuts, you know. But, recording, there will be a full-length, legit Black Jackalope Ensemble album by the end of the summer.
Excellent.
That's the goal. We will probably release an EP before that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And tell me a little bit about the process that went into recording this EP that's forthcoming. Did you guys lay down all the tracks live, or what was that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. All live. There's a huge room in the back of my family's house.
Mm-hmm.
That's got actually two little closets, so we were able to put like the bass and the guitar in each closet.
Oh, cool.
we recorded that way and just recorded, you know, all live tracks. You know, no overdubbing or anything like that. It came out sounding really good.
Yeah.
We just need to get a mix now.
Yeah, we need to mix it. I feel like with this kind of band, with the kind of music that we make and the kind of music that we write, the live performance is really essential.
You
know what I'm saying? It has to be done live. We can't do the whole like separate parts kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? We just charge ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, for solos, you know, in all kinds of jazz or any kind of improvisation, you know.
Yeah.
If we've already recorded the bass and drums or something and then it comes time for a piano solo, What if I want to play something that's so much more high energy,
right?
Or something much more rhythmically displaced? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's so much better to have that live interaction, and that's really the only way we could conceive of actually recording this stuff.
Yeah, with the improvisatory nature of our song, because each song pretty much has like an open section for the most part. You know, you need that live energy. You need to all be looking at each other and feeling the vibe. You know what I'm saying? And hearing what Tom's doing or hearing what I'm doing or you know with Daniel or Colin. You know, you need to be feeling that energy and go off of that. You know, I mean, you're the only one who can see us right now, you know, but I mean, we're definitely looking at each other and we're listening to each other, you know what I mean? And feeling the vibe and feeling the energy. There are certain parts that we're playing totally differently each time, you know, so that's kind of important for us. So, yeah.
And how did you overcome the challenge of trying to capture the energy that you have live while you're playing in an empty room?
It wasn't easy. It was,
we had a few beers.
We had a few beers and, it's something that we have to experiment more with. I feel like on the full length we'll get it, you know, we'll nail it on the full length. Every time is different. So it's kind of hard.
If it is going to be live recording, we might as well just record a huge concert or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get all that live energy. That would be nice.
Maybe we'll release this live at live.
There you go.
Yeah. Live on Locals Only with Matt Milner. We'll do that.
And so you mentioned that at the end of the month you've got a show at Solar Culture with Havarti Orchestra that you have some things, some special nuggets planned for. Can you give us a teaser of some of what you have in store for that show?
Well, I think I don't want to give anything away, but I think it's going to be one of Havarti Orchestra's last shows for a while. Mm-hmm. I guess their bass player is having a child, so I think they're going to be pulling out all the stops. And for us, we're going to be expanding the lineup a little bit. We're going to have some percussionists.
Oh, cool.
So we had percussionists in the beginning, you know, we kind of wanted to try the quartet thing for a little while. We're going to be expanding the lineup a little bit, playing some new tunes that we're working on right now. So, maybe even releasing an EP at the show, you know what I mean? I wouldn't rule it out of the realm of possibility. I know we're all very industrious and we want to push this band as much as we possibly can. So there'll be some cool stuff. Whether it's at that show, which there will always be cool stuff at any show, but whether it's at that show or at a later show, we will definitely be doing cool stuff. So, yeah.
And you mentioned as well that you've got a little tour in the works as well. So
we do, yeah.
What's the plan there?
It's kind of loose at this moment, but we're basically going to go up through Arizona. We've got us a date booked in Phoenix right now and one date booked in Flagstaff. We're probably going to go into southern Utah and then come back down. So that's going to happen. And then later in the summer, we've been talking about going out to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And then the East Coast is in the future at some point as well. So, yeah.
And given that you exist in this kind of in-between world between the jazz clubs and the rock clubs and regular bars, what kinds of shows ideally are you looking to book on those kinds of tours? And what kinds of places do you like to play in town?
For me, and I think for all of us, we're down to play pretty much with anybody, anywhere.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have so much diverse stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Small concert venues, you know, like the Plush down here, you know, like it can seat a lot of people, or stand a lot of people, rather. But then, you know, open bars, everything like that, all the way down to a cafe. I mean, I think that would be kind of crazy to rock out in a cafe, but
yeah. we've had the pleasure since we started. We have been very busy since we started, and that we want to continue. We've had the pleasure of playing pretty much every venue in town so far, except for like Congress. We haven't played there yet, and the Rialto. But I mean,
Show at the Hut is this Friday. So
yeah, our first show at the Hut is this Friday. Yeah. So I mean, but we've played most of the venues in town. Mm-hmm. We play Skybar fairly regularly, Plush fairly regularly. So I don't know. We're down to play anywhere. And yeah, like Colin said, the diversity. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we can appeal, and I know we do because I've had them come up to me. We appeal to a rock crowd as well as like a more jazz kind of crowd, or mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. So I feel like we can kind of cross genre barriers, I suppose.
Yeah. So the next show is going to be Friday night at the Hut, opening up for Dick Dale. And if folks want to find out more information online, they can do that at blackjackalobeensemble.com and also find your Facebook page. We've got about 25 minutes left in the show here on Locals Only, and lots of music left. So if you guys like, you can play couple more, and then we can talk one more time for a few minutes, and then more music after that.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good. All right, so thanks for tuning in to Locals Only, and this is the Black Jackalope Ensemble.
we're discussing our set list. This is what we do.
Daniel, Desert of NCV.
Oh, Daniel could say El Desierto.
El Desierto.
Yes. Stop. On the mic, please.
This one is called El Desierto.
Yes. Thank you.
Tom's drum set is literally falling apart as we play.
Literally falling apart. All pieces everywhere.
Oh, man.
But I still played.
You know? Yeah, and played well.
Admirable mention over here.
Do you have any more questions for us, Matt?
Yeah, why don't we'll talk for a couple more minutes and then you can play us out?
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. So one thing that I'd love to hear straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, is if folks who haven't been exposed to jazz fusion in the past but are listening tonight or see you at a live show and they really dig it, what would you say is a good starting point for somebody who wants to kind of take what they like about you and then explore other terrain?
For me, I mean, that's a tough question. There's a lot of guys. Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters. Headhunters and Thrust are two of the most incredible albums in this kind of like funky jazz rock fusion genre that you'll ever hear.
Yeah, definitely some Miles Davis.
Yeah, yeah, any of the late 60s Miles Davis, starting with Miles in the Sky and then going through Pangea and Agartha, you know, those albums are just anything in that range. Was a huge influence on me starting this band. Like, I used to, you know, show Tom all that stuff and just be like, oh my God, listen to this. Can we please start a band like this? You know? So, I don't know. Do you guys have any things?
You know, being the pianist, I would definitely have to say some, Chick Corea.
Return to Forever.
Return to Forever. Just so much amazing stuff out of that. There's also, Medeski Martin and Wood, Schofield. Like, that stuff is just unbelievable.
Yeah. Medeski Martin and Wood was a huge, huge reason that, that I wanted to do this.
Yeah, I was going to say Schofield. I mean, as a guitar player, you know, he's doing that. He's doing the fusion thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And I would also love to hear a bit more. I mean, I know that we've got this Dick Dale show coming up on Friday. So in light of the fact that you're playing with huge legend, can you think of another legend out there? Like, if you could play with one dream artist or group somewhere else down the line, who would that be?
I mean, are we talking like if time didn't exist, like if I could bend time? Are
can this person be dead?
Yeah. Interpret it as you will.
For me, it would be Miles Davis circa 74.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, Miles Davis circa 1974. Oh God, I would kill to play that show. Medeski Martin Wood would be huge for me also.
You know, and I hate to say it again, but definitely Chick Corea. Mm-hmm. Opening up for Chick Corea would be so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to jam with J.S. Bach in this format. Go. See what happens.
Yeah.
You know, bust out a harpsichord.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Going back very quickly to the full length that you're hoping to put out this summer, do you think that you guys will head down to Aravaca to do that again, or are you interested in heading into the studio for that?
I think I talked to all the guys about this. I would like to do it as quote unquote DIY as possible. I don't see the need necessarily to go and do it into the big studios. I've done that before. I've done it with a bunch of bands, so I think we all have. And it's a lot of fun and it's great. But I feel like for this kind of music and for what we do, I feel like recording it ourselves is a much easier thing. Mm-hmm. In all honesty, and much more enjoyable, and we have full control over the product.
Yeah, and the creative space stays there. You know, it's not like you're under the clock. Make art.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
No, it's just vibe. You know.
Yeah, I think when we get ready to do the full length, which will hopefully be in the next few months, I think we'll take our time. You know, go down if we do it in Aravaca, go down to Aravaca for 3 or 4 days. You know what I mean? Just kind of lock ourselves away and just record as much as possible and see what we can come up with. That would be my thing. So
excellent.
But yeah.
Well, if you're interested in hearing more from Black Jackalope Ensemble, the website is blackjackalopeensemble.com. You can also find them on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all that other good stuff. And Friday night, they'll be performing at the Hut with Dick Dale.
Yeah. And real quick, I just wanted to thank you for having us on the show. This is, for me, I've talked to Tom about this for years, and this is like my dream band. And I'm so happy that people are like listening to it and coming to our shows and putting me on shows like this. And I'm so happy to have these guys in the band with me and willing to create music with me and with us and with this band. So thank you. Thank you all around. I don't mean to get all corny or weird, but thank you very much.
Well, this means I want to thank you, Chris, for putting this together.
It's like I said earlier, it's taken on a life of its own. It started off as like, I used to talk to Tom about it. Like I was going to be these are my songs. This is how we're doing it, you know, this and that. And it's turned into so much more, and it's so much more enjoyable for me to be that way. You know what I'm saying? To have it be like a real band.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, when they think of jazz, they think of a leader. You know what I'm saying? They think of Miles Davis, or they think of Coltrane, or they think of whatever. You know what I mean? But this is a band, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is much more in the vein of like a band like Modesky Martin Wood, or, you know, or Return to Forever, even though Chick Corea went crazy and totally took over. But, you know, it's much more of a band. And I just, you know, without getting too corny or philosophical or weird, I just wanted to thank everybody for listening. Thank these guys for being in the band with me, and for being willing to create with me, and for you for having us on the show, and all that. So thank you.
Well, on behalf of all listeners, thank you for coming in. And also, I will say, having seen you play a few times live before and watching you tonight, one thing I love about you guys is that you all, I think your passion for the music and the extent to which you are truly having fun with it really comes through very, very clearly. And it makes a lot more fun to listen to and enjoy. So
I'm glad that happens.
They're going to play us out until 10 o'clock, and then Bob Girth and The Hub will take over after that. But until then, here's Black Jackalope Ensemble. Thank you.